You're about to hear from Annie and Ando. Remember, you can check them out live every Monday afternoon from 4 till 6:30 on Joy 94.9.
Dicer, do you want to play a game?
I'm very happy to play a game.
On the Annie and Ando show, we have this thing called, it's my game, called the Chip Challenge. Annie does try and cut my lunch sometimes, and she bought in some cucumber
chips.
She's
very protective about it.
Oh, well, seriously. Miss Louie, can you place in front of you the three boxes? Annie's now got three boxes in front of her, box one, box two, box three, and in them are three different types of chips. The game is quite simple.
One of them doesn't look like a chip this week. This looks
it's a chip.
That looks like a veggie type brainwave kind of situation happening here.
It's in the chip section of the shop that I bought them from.
And this one, this is a rice cracker.
Hey!
A crinkle cut rice cracker.
They're ganging up on me. Are you two back off already?
Are you running out of options, Ando?
This time seems like a D-Lights kind of...
D-Light you in a minute.
Yeah. Half price $1.10 situation going on there.
Bulgy over there, you two. So you've got three boxes. You eat a chip from box one and you tell me what flavour do you think it is. Last week, comedian Tom Ballard was on the
show. Never heard of him.
No, amazing, amazing guy. And have a guess how many he got right.
Ballard doesn't mind a chip. I'll go two of three.
Zero.
Oh, you didn't get a single one.
The bar has been set low.
All right, I gotta get the former Triple J breakfast host some respect back.
Annie Louie, Alex Dyson, box one.
You go first.
Box one. Okay, are you, hello to everyone on the commute home listening to a man eat a chip.
Radical stuff. That should be in your newspaper clippings, Ando.
Man eats chip. All right.
Annie also going with me. It is a bit fluffy. It is that veggie sort of puffy, maybe a rice kind of based chip.
Flavour.
That just seems to me like your stock standard barbecue.
I was
going to
say the same thing. Ando has a story about
Who's got the number one? Oh. Or no, because I tell you what, the chip flavours, you can't just say barbecue.
No,
it's got to
exactly.
be Himalayan barbecue.
Sizzling the, beef on.
Yeah, yes, sizzling. Yes. Annie honey beef from the Himalayas.
Every week,
no,
Annie goes.
It's got spice in it. There was a kick at the start. It's a chili thing.
It's a chili thing?
Yeah.
Annie always reckons it's barbecue.
Far too mild. Oh, everything's barbecue. No, yeah. I reckon you got to throw a curveball. Hit us with an easy one to start with, Ando.
Box two.
We don't get to find out?
No.
Start off with?
Right at the end.
Okay.
Chili and lime in a...
Have you already jumped to box two?
No, still, I'm still going.
Are you allowed to have double? Can we just keep eating chips?
Hey, just watch. Sometimes she takes a bite and puts it back in the box. She's not used to sharing now. She lives away from her sister.
Okay, I'm about to bite into quite a large crinkle cut variety here. Let's see how number two goes.
Is that a coffee flavored chip?
No,
it's spicy. Jalapeno.
That is spicy ramen pork.
Rum and pork.
Ramen. Not ramen.
That would be whack.
Ramen pork.
Next minute it shows up on the shelves, stolen from the Annie and Ando show.
Ramen pork. But like ramen raisin. Yeah, ramen
jalapeno. 100%.
Ramen raisin chippies. No, that's...
If I'm wrong, I'll eat a chip.
So what, you're saying jalapenos?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's a spicy Szechuan pork kind of... flavoured chip.
You're sticking to the pork,
aren't you? I see green bits on it. I don't think it's a pork.
All right, well, that's number two. That's your crinkle cut gone.
All right, box
number three.
Crack into it.
The D-Lights. Let's have a look.
The Sarkar tart.
I'm sure that they are, because this is your minimal crinkle.
That one's got crinkles on it. Some do, some don't.
Sorry, do we have a palate cleanser in between? I do not want my box number two interfering with my third box. Thank you.
I was just telling Alex how we love the innuendo here.
Oh, this is awful.
I'm going
Oh, no.
Cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese.
Oh, that's your... Oh, no.
Blue cheese?
It's, oh, no.
Tastes like a foot.
Why would we have this finish on this? Why can't we get this out of the way early?
You want a Lamington to finish on. I did do that 1 week for it.
Oh, and the worst part is I still don't know, so I'm going to have to eat another one to try and be sure. But that's sort of soft and like a...
Special guest Alec Dyson has gone into box three. He can't keep his hands out of box three, that is.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's...
So other than oh no, what am I putting down for your response?
That's
do you agree?
Cheddar with some sort of lame name. What do you? I can't understand your side language.
Like body
here,
part
Ando.
Cheese.
Body part cheese.
Oh no, Ando!
No,
don't go there. Why would they put that in a chip?
Oh yeah, good. Oh, that's right. A good point. They're walking down the aisle of the supermarket. Oh, body part cheese. Kids would love that.
You mean foot, right?
Yes.
It tastes like a foot. Yes.
That's cheddar and foot to finish with. Cheddar
All
and
right,
foot.
Let me just recap. Box
that's
one.
That's the body part cheese.
Alex,
cheddar and foot.
You said barbecue, and you said barbecue, but you were jumping around at the end. Mm. Are you locking in barbecue?
What did I say otherwise?
Oh,
like
didn't
a chili and lime.
You lost me at hello.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. No, that was your second one. So we're locking in barbecue for both of you.
Yep.
Second one. Rum and pork. Rum and pork.
Rum and pork, please.
Rum and pork. And
excuse me, publican. A rum and pork, thank you.
Hey, pork crackling and drinks go well.
Don't mind it.
Yep.
Jalapeno for you, for number two. And number three, Oh No Cheddar.
Cheddar and foot.
Cheddar and foot.
Yep.
And you were cheddar. You were really quick with your cheddar cheese, Annie Louie.
I was quick on the buzzer.
And then you came with foot.
I'll go camembert if I have to.
All right, dear.
Here we go.
I'm nervous.
All right, the opening the envelope.
How many do you think you got right, both of you?
One.
One each? Zero.
Oh!
The first one, butter chicken.
Butter chicken?
Butter chicken.
This always, you're
this
kidding
fries,
me.
And he always goes back for a second helping when she knows what it is.
That is absolutely not a butter chicken.
No. No way.
Yeah, it is.
No.
They got it wrong.
All right, the packet is coming out.
I had to bring the. They're not
believing
me.
It is one of these puffy rice ones, though, isn't it?
Yeah, chip mix. Delectable mix of veggie chips, legume chips, potato crunches, Bombay chips, infused.
Have you sticky taped that bag shut?
Because I just used to bring in the samples and I throw these out. And it was, don't throw them out. We'll eat them. And they do.
Have you seen those bag freshen keeper little things you can clip
clips,
over?
Bulldog clips.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us what the second bag?
All right. The next one is, it's literally... If anyone's had the Mee Goreng 2-minute noodles, it's Mee Goreng fried noodles flavour.
This is getting next level, Ando. You've really blown my mind. What's the name of it?
Made in Indonesia. Potato. Oh, you've bought the palm oil chips, you see. We can't be doing that anymore.
I'm sorry, I forgot to ask. Are you a vegetarian?
Butter chicken, palm oil.
Yeah.
And the third one.
Sorry, can I just stop for the name? Chitato. That seems like a marketing fail. Who thought that was good?
All right, put us out of our misery.
If
number three.
If you're a drag queen, would that be your name? Chitato Louie's on the stage. Yeah.
Show us your Chitato.
And the third one.
Pizza.
What is it?
Melty cheese.
Melty cheese.
Oh, that's not...
It's got Chinese on it, though. That's not a standard.
What does it say? Can you translate?
They don't even have cheese in China.
Cheese and foot. That's melty cheese, isn't it? Yeah, you should give us one of those, Ando. Come on, mate.
Oh, Alex Dyson, can you hang around?
Boy.
Sure, why not? As long as I get a bit more of this melty cheese.
There's a warning on this.
Joy Drive. Catch a ride with Annie and Ando.
On the weekend, three people got stuck on a rock down Mornington Peninsula.
That doesn't sound like news. Like, I've done that before.
What was his name? No. So it got me wondering, have you ever been stuck somewhere?
The first thing that comes to mind is getting trapped in public toilets, which is my absolute nightmare, and it's happened to me before.
Those motorised ones or like a normal everyday public toilet?
No, it was a public toilet that had a lock on it and, it had like a mechanical button, but I was an idiot because I thought it had locked and I couldn't get out, but then after panicking for about 20 minutes, I saw there was a push to open button.
So you sat there for 20 minutes freaking out.
I did. I even tried to jump over the cubicles and got very bruised. This was at a music festival that I was working at.
Music festivals plus toilets equals just wrong.
Panic mode. Yeah.
Just wrong. I was one time on a date, right, and it was back in the days when I didn't have my own place and the dude I was dating didn't have his own place. So we went driving, as you do. And we found this, like, housing estate that was starting to be constructed and we ended up getting the car slid down an embankment and bogged and we had to walk. Like, it was before mobile phones.
Yeah. So does a car breakdown count as being stuck as well? Because you are stuck physically.
We were stuck. Like, kind of, but it ruined the moment too, the sort of stuff that we were going to do.
What kind of date was that where you're going four-wheel driving, getting bogged? On the road.
Hey, that was the same one that I rolled his car accidentally. Oh, my God, what was it with
both
this guy in cars?
It was
destined.
Annie and Ando every Monday from 4.
We have a new segment coming up. Actually, we're going to jump into this new segment right now. I'm going to play the sting and we're going to jump right into it. I'm not going to tell you anything. I'll let it talk for itself, all right?
Well, 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 it's time for Australia's favourite game show. That's right, it's time for...
Paper, Scissors, Jock!
And as always, we're joined by our contestants, the fabulous Annie and Ando. Annie and Ando, come on down.
Wow, for those new to Paper, Scissors, Jocks, here's how this game works. Each week, Annie and I turn up to the studios with the decision of paper, scissors or jocks. What does that mean, you say? Well, what it means is we've secretly decided to wear either paper, which is an adult diaper disposable underwear, or scissors, we've cut the jocks off and we're fancy free.
Okay.
Or jock, you guessed it, our regular jocks.
Wait. You're wearing this right now?
Right now, baby.
So
without...
without my consent.
Without your consent. So we could actually ask you the question, Alex Dyson, because you might actually go, well, we'd find out that he's free, what do you call it?
Free bowling.
That's the one.
Well, that would be good. I would, you know, the snap lock pants on the side. I think should reveal each one by having your guest just rip the pants.
Magic Mike style.
And go, all right, see what we've got here.
Okay, so Annie Louie, you're up first. Am I wearing paper, scissors, or jocks?
You didn't know this segment was coming today, even though you came up with it, and you didn't do a quick change in the hour.
With your tenor pull-ups, your pull-ups.
To ask you some questions?
Yeah, can I just paint a picture for the listeners here? Annie currently holding a package of Tina pants, women discreet, medium waist panty liners. So
feels
there
like
are
real
some
underwear.
In the area.
There are some, yeah.
We have some. So that's the paper. The scissors is you've chopped your jocks off and you're fancy
yes,
free.
Yeah. How did
Do you have
in...
a trim while you're using the scissors down there?
I don't want to give clues. She can ask me three questions.
How did you get into the studio today?
Train.
And what made you decide to put jeans on?
Because it was a little bit cool. Like the wind was cold and I thought, I'm always in shorts. And we've got like guests coming in.
Yeah.
And I wanted to like wear some jeans.
And what are you doing after this?
Uni.
I reckon you're not wearing undies.
Oh.
Or denim.
Yeah. Oh,
denim
risky.
Onto nothing.
Oh, you've got them on.
It's jocks.
It's jocks.
Oh.
Paper, scissors, jocks. It's jocks.
No women's discreet medium waist 75 to 100 centimetres today for you, Ando.
Okay, so that's...
your turn.
All right, my turn. First question, Annie. Did you ride your bike today?
Yes, I did.
Because you know where you're going. You think about the three responses for someone that's ridden a bike.
Ride your bike today. I just really like this because it's that one where I've been sitting here with both of you today.
Not knowing
no
that
No idea
going
what's
on.
Been going on. It's like, you know where sometimes you get a business phone call, but you've just got out of the shower, you're talking naked.
Yeah. You have to speak louder. I'm wearing a towel.
Something like that. I'm just very excited to find this out now.
So... You rode your bike in. You're wearing jeans also.
Yes.
So are you going out after the show? What are you doing after
going
the show?
Going home.
Anyone else bicycle. At home?
Yep. Riding bicycle home and I've got housemates.
I go jocks. I reckon you're wearing jocks.
You're wrong.
Oh, no.
What am I meant to do now? You pulled your pants. I'm not going to pull my pants.
I just showed a little bit of hip. I'm trying to...
What have we got?
We've got nothing. Annie Louie
has got scissors.
Absolutely.
Scissors for Louie.
Scissors.
She's been on the bike. She's there to go.
Annie and Ando, the only way to end your day.
Do you know, like down the road from here, we have the town, Melbourne Town Hall.
We sure do. We're right in the heart of the CBD.
And there's a lady in charge there called Sally Capp, right?
Lord Mayor to you.
Lord Mayor to
She's
me.
She's a total lord, by the way.
And last week, she got into a little fisticuffs trying to break up a fight, hence the Rocky theme song the background.
What's the story? Bring us your clippings.
Leave here, ye. Alone.
What year is this one from?
All right, the last show I worked on, a breakfast show on Joy, had a rule: no ageist jokes. I think I'm gonna have to get Greta Larkins in to talk to you about the rule of no ageist jokes. All right. Anyway, Mayor New Call on fights. Lord Mayor Sally Capp, she interrupted this brouhaha. You don't even know what one of them is. I'm just gonna get old man on you. It was a punch on going on in the city, and she tried to sort of break it up.
Yeah.
Well. She's
What's
come
some
out.
Kung fu fighting or something?
Everybody was kung fu. Oh, my God, yes. So she's come out now in the major press saying it was the wrong decision. I shouldn't have done that. It was a snap decision that I reacted
Spoken
wrong.
Spoken like a true fighter.
Well, fighter. No, but you know when you do something that kind of instinct kicks in and it's a snap decision and then all of a sudden you go, I don't think I maybe should have done that, said that or... reacted that way.
I've still got more to ask about Sally Capp, though.
What do you want to know? Hang on while I... That's real newspaper, real ladies newspaper. And gentlemen, and boys and girls at home.
Maybe she did feel like, because it's her town, like, you know, not in my city, get off my turf.
Because like, she's got, like, the medals and the regalia that she wears because she's Lord Mayor.
Yeah, she's always wearing
boom,
it, isn't she?
Boom, boom, down the street as she pounds the pavement.
Yeah, she grabs someone, puts them in a headlock. slams him down. Like, this is the city of Melbourne, and I'm the Lord.
Stop. No. Have you met Sally Kate?
I have. She said she'd come to my show one of these days, and I feel like that was so beautiful. I want to put it on my posters. I don't care if she comes or not.
I don't think she's going to come anymore now. You've just put him in a headlock. She was going to quote her, "Our strong advice is not to intervene, but to move to a safe location and call 000.
She clearly wrote that when she was back in the office, not when
with
she
her
was...
press, with her press team going, yeah. You did what? Yeah. You got your medal and you smacked him where? Yeah. You kicked him how?
Maybe she didn't at all. Maybe she used the power of her mind. Or maybe if she had like a wrestling belt on and like the sun glinted on it and she just like directed that like Wonder Woman, like pew, pew. Down they go. Like, yeah, this is my city.
Annie and Ando, carpooling has never been funnier.
Hey, we were talking before about what did you lend out that never came back? And you told us that sad story.
It wasn't sad until you started playing the tune and then I started getting sad. I was like...
Triggered, I think the word is.
I lent out a violin after high school because I used to play. Yeah. And very sadly, my friend never gave it back. I reached out a few times and we were going to meet up, but life got in the way and now it belongs to the world. See, I just got sad.
Oh, and then like me being the sympathetic, caring kind of guy that I am, what did I send you a photo of the other week?
Ando's been haunting me with photos of violins at op shops.
I went past an op shop and there's this broken, and like it was missing strings. It looked like a piece of, like it looked like some of the people coming home from Mardi Gras this morning.
missing their G string.
Missing its strings. And I said, hey, you want me to pick this up for you, Louis?
It was $25, wasn't it?
$65. If it was $25, I would have surprised you.
Oh, true. You did. You're a fan of that, like the time you brought in a raw chicken as a gift. But what did you lose?
You know what? I'm trying to remember. My chainsaw. So, right, it's not mine. It's my dad's chainsaw.
That would not be a sob story sound if I played you a
sound. I lent out, and it's my father's chainsaw, and it's quite old, and I've got other chainsaws.
A family heirloom?
Yeah. Pretty much. And I don't use it because it's not as safe as modern day chainsaws. The kickback functions and the safety features on a new chainsaw are much better than dad's. Because it's the principle of the thing. It's actually, I just want it back because I know it's dad's and dad's not around anymore and I just want his chainsaw back, all right?
Sorry, I'm not feeling sorry for you.
You're not. I was chainsaw, violin, same. We're just into different stuff, all right?
That was a Joycast from the Annie and Ando Show, coming to you from Joy 94.9.